This scripture reading and the following address were part of morning worship at St Paul's Lutheran Church, Box Hill, Victoria, Australia, on December 19th, 2021. For more information, visit www.stpaulsboxhill.org.au.
Fourth Sunday of Advent. Advent is written in the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, beginning at the 39th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
A few days later, Mary hurried to the hill country of Judea, to the town where Zechariah lived. She entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leapt within her. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth gave a glad cry and exclaimed to Mary, "God has blessed you above all women, and your child is blessed. Why am I so honored that the mother of my Lord should visit me? When I heard your greeting, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And blessed are you when you also believe what the Lord has said, transforming you to be his children through the sacrifice of his Son. Please be seated. God said yes. He said yes to a world lost and dying under the sentence of the law. But new life begins with God's yes for us. And today and every day, as baptized people, we celebrate God's yes to us in and through Jesus Christ. At our 10:30 service today, we have the pleasure of witnessing God saying yes in the gifting of the kingdom to Winter Grace Knox, who will be presented for baptism. And the gift of new life will be given to her in Jesus Christ. What a gift. A gift that would make you leap for joy, surely. Gift choosing, so important, isn't it, this time of year? Whilst we spend a great deal of time choosing and wrapping Christmas gifts to give to family and friends who are just as likely to give us a gift in return, we Christians are also to have a great concern for those in need who cannot return gifts. Beyond the social conventions of gift exchange, our love, inspired and empowered by God's infinite love, extends to strangers who are unable to respond in like. Gifts given and received through the Prisoner's Angel Tree Program, Australian Lutheran World Service Gifts of Grace, and other charities such as the Big Box of Kindness, they don't rely on the recipients knowing us or ever meeting us. The gift is given. God's gift to an infant is a perfect illustration of how God gives life to the world freely without any righteous thing to offer him in return. Whilst we were lost in sin and rejecting his rule and love, God acted to save us by sending his Son to die for us. And Winter and all infants, not being able to ask for help or wanting his help or even knowing him, does not prevent God from giving forgiveness of sins, life and salvation to her. Having no good works to show, no words of praise or even confession ever coming from her lips, does not default Winter from receiving God's kingdom. God says yes to her today as he has said yes to each one of us and all the world through his Son. And in the fullness of time, by visiting God's house and hearing of his love and service from her parents, sponsors and other teachers of the faith, we pray that Winter will say yes to God in return and confess and praise him and grow in love of him and service of others. Hopefully she will learn from us and our saying yes to God in our daily lives, the way that we say yes. But how are we to say yes to God? Well, the prayers and liturgy and hymns of the church help us here, including Mary's song. These texts call us to faith and obedience. and a promise not perhaps yet received. That's because they are based on the scriptures. Now, some people wrongly think that they chose God first, and for their decision of accepting him in their lives, he granted them a great reward of salvation. Well, this denies that the fact that God began the reconciliation of the world to himself by first declaring a great yes of his own. God's loving the unlovely and loving even his enemies doesn't fit the gift exchange model of this world that we are quite used to. Now, you give me something, I'm obligated to give something back. For God and his kingdom of love works very differently. He loves and freely gives gifts and help to the helpless and to the undeserving, even those who are actively against him. The power of his love enables them to receive him, though they have done nothing and could never do anything to deserve his gifts. In the Bible, we not only find the story of God's yes to the world right from the start, we also find many examples of men and women, young and old, empowered by God's Spirit to say yes when he was calling them for a special purpose. Abraham said yes to God when receiving a promise, and he was directed to leave his kinfolk and his country behind, and this response was credited to him as righteousness. That yes was also echoed by his elderly wife Sarai, as they waited for the promised heir at an age humanly impossible and quite laughable. Later, Abraham also said yes when called to sacrifice Isaac, this child of promise, as he showed faith in God. And God provided the sacrifice that day and later by offering up his own son for us all. Esther said yes and broke protocol before her king to intercede for her people to stop them from being annihilated, even though it could have cost her very life. Samuel said yes. Testing your Bible knowledge now. Samuel said yes as a young boy when God called to him in the middle of the night. He rose from his bed saying, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." And today we celebrate the response of Mary to the angel Gabriel. Mary said yes to supernaturally carry the Saviour of the world. What a confronting message the angel brought to her, one that would risk her engagement and reputation. And yet she responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." I'm not actually convinced that she broke into a song like some number on a stage musical, but the words of Mary's song certainly express her trusting acceptance and obedience to God's will in her life. And she sang that song on behalf of the nation who'd been waiting for this promised one. And she sang it on behalf of us. "For all peoples will call me blessed, and we are all blessed through her and the fruit of her womb." It expresses great joy and wonder that she should be chosen to carry our Lord Jesus, who would save his people and fulfill the promise that the seed of Abraham would bless all nations. Now, Mary's elderly cousin, Elizabeth, well past childbearing age, was pregnant with a child to be called John. John to be the Baptist, who also said yes to God later in life when he began his unique ministry in the desert in preparing people for the coming Messiah. Well, Mary went to visit Elizabeth, her cousin, and at Mary's arrival, Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, exclaimed in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfil his promise to her." Doesn't that echo a little bit by the sound of Jesus talking to his disciple Thomas? He said, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen me and yet believe." That God will fulfill promise to you. When you believe in that, you are indeed blessed. And the truth of the angel's words were proved correct. No word from God will ever fail. Now, this plan for redemption first began with God's yes far earlier than the promise made to Abraham. In order to regain what was lost by our fall in Eden, Jesus Christ said yes. Within the Godhead, he said yes, he would humble himself to be born as one of us and to ultimately die an excruciating death on a cross for our sake, long before any of us could speak a yes to him by his Spirit. Now, a very small part of this great plan was revealed to Mary, and she said yes. And soon Joseph's yes also followed. Despite the gossip and the disapproving looks that followed, they trusted the angelic messages that they'd each received. And though saying yes to God may be hard and fill us with apprehension, our knowing that God's word will never fail can help us go forth in whatever God is requiring of us. It might be little steps. We know in our situation, our community, we're going to need more volunteer help. Someone was just sharing in the vestry earlier on that they responded to a message by Pastor Nathan and said, yes. You're not packing your bags to go to New Guinea or anything yet, are you? Okay, no, but some other yes. That's wonderful. May God bless you. Yeah, they said yes. The stages of the journey and the exact route ahead may be as unsure for us as it was for Joseph and Mary. After all, Mary and Joseph, the hardship of journeying to Bethlehem late in her pregnancy for a census, that wasn't announced by the angel. And then the fact that they would later have to flee from Herod to Egypt, another dangerous journey, was also a detail yet not revealed. Saying yes to God without all the details in place is an act of faith for all of us, trusting in God's design and his presence to be with us always. Saying yes may well indeed cost you a lot in time and sacrifice and perseverance or whatever God decides by his will to be accomplished through you. But don't be afraid. And don't doubt his presence to guide you along the way. Remember, he promises to never leave you, to never forsake you. Now, we can't deny that it was hard and scary for the saints gone before us to say a wholehearted yes. God's Spirit worked in their hearts, but saying yes was always and still remains a matter of free will. God doesn't control us when he asks us to do something. He's looking for a response of faith. He does empower us by his Spirit to say yes. Well, they struggled with doubts and fears, but the saints before us usually also responded, "Not my will, Lord, but your will be done." Now, where did that come from? Wasn't that part of the prayer of Jesus in Gethsemane? God was asking him to do a great deed. And he said, "If it's possible to take this cup of suffering from me, please, but not my will, but your will be done." Now, whether saying yes to God for you is becoming the best husband or wife that you can be, or training up your children in the ways of the Lord, serving your local church or community, being a light in the workplace, accepting a hard truth or trial, or being more intentional in spending time dwelling in the Word, your yes matters. And may it bring you great joy that God is calling you to something and you can say yes to him. And I'm sure God also delights in his children when they respond so openly. When you do what he has called you to do, you glorify God. So carry it out to completion. Yes, all of you, you wise old ones and you newly born ones in the faith alike. For Jesus is coming back soon. Let's be ready and to be found producing fruit of faith as his kingdom comes in all its fullness and glory revealed to all peoples. With the joy that Mary sang that day, God has blessed us. We rejoice in God, our Saviour. And he's got you. You celebrate the grace of your baptism every day, that God said yes to you well before you could say yes in return. Let's all sing with Mary, full of wonder and joy that God has remembered us in our lowly estate and calls and empowers us. Not only just calls, but he empowers us to respond to his grace with a yes of our own and sets us in high places with him so that all will call us blessed. And the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, who said yes for us on the cross and in his resurrection. Amen.